Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and answer each of the following questions with no more than 10 words. A Christmas to Remember. Once there was an old woman who liked to bake cookies. She didn't have anyone to share them with, so she just gave them away to the children in the neighborhood. This went on for several years, and the cookies became quite famous, especially at Christmas time. The parents began to like the cookies as much as the children did, and the old woman's kitchen became very busy, so the children came to help. Then, one Christmas, the old woman became ill. There were no cookies, and there was no money to pay the doctor. The children were very sad. Later, they had a bright idea. That was to bake cookies from the old woman's recipe. So the children started a cookie store. Soon they had a very good cookie business, with money to pay the doctor as well as to put in the bank. After the woman got well, she was asked to become the manager of the store, selling special cookies for all the holidays of the year. After the old woman died, the children, now grown up, kept the cookie business alive in her name. Maybe life is like a Christmas cookie. The more you share it with your friends, the more you're likely to enjoy it.
1. What did the old woman like? 2. Why did the children come to help the old woman? 3. What happened to the old woman one Christmas? 4. How were they able to pay the doctor? 5. Who continued the business after the old woman died? 6. What does the author compare life with?
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and retell the story.
Listening 3. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and answer each of the following questions with no more than 10 words.
St. Valentine's Day. Several different stories are told about the origin of St. Valentine's Day. One legend dates as far back as the days of the Roman Empire. According to the story, Claudius, the Emperor of Rome, wanted to increase the size of his army. He knew that it would be easier to get young men who were not married to join. Therefore, he made a rule that no young man could marry until he had served a certain number of years in the army. A priest named Valentine broke the rule and secretly married a great many young people. Finally, Claudius found out about Valentine and put the priest in prison, where he remained until his death on February the 14th. After his death, Valentine was made a saint, and the day of his death was named St. Valentine's Day. It became the custom for lovers to send each other messages on this day. Now St. Valentine's Day is a time for people to give roses or chocolates and to send greetings. 1. On which day is Valentine's Day celebrated? 2. Where did the story take place? 3. Why couldn't the young men there marry openly? 4. Who is the day named after? 5. What did Valentine do in favor of the young people there? 6. How was he punished? 7. How do people celebrate Valentine's Day now? Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and retell the story of the origin of St. Valentine's Day.